Well, this is our first appearance here at the head of the Great Lakes, the mighty Lake Superior. It's an international port located in the heart of a continent, which is a pretty interesting thing, and that's what Duluth, Minnesota, and Superior, Wisconsin, the Twin Ports, are all about. I've lived in northern Minnesota all my life, so I know Duluth very, very well. People in Duluth are hungry to show off their town. It's a special town. It's really cool. They want everyone to know how cool it is. Almost as cool as Minneapolis. Just, if only people would pay attention. Boy, that hit our nerve. Wow. Well, hold on. I'm here to tell you that for a kid born and raised on the Iron Range, as I was, Duluth doesn't have to worry about being cool. Because it was and remains the big city. The big town. The regional hub. The county seat. The place where our TV stations come from. So we have to care about Duluth, even if you don't have to care about us up north. It's like the Emerald City of Oz, only the wizard is Donnie Ness, and he recently floated off in a balloon. There he goes. I grew up in a trailer house on a family-owned salvage yard in Zim, which is about an hour north of here. In fact, the same steaming taconite trains you see parked up on the bridge right near here were the very same trains that would go by my house, right behind the trailer house, rattle this trailer house, knock the Tupperware around, and that was where I grew up. And they told us the trains were going to Duluth. It almost seemed like a mythical place because we had never been there. We were small children on a junkyard, and we could see very little. So there was this place. Well, when I think I was 5 or 6, I was pretty young. My parents told us, get in the car. Bring something. It's a long drive. We're going to Duluth. Now, I got to tell you something about Zim, where we grew up. It's very flat. It's a swamp. It's renowned as a peat bog, one of the world's biggest, and also a home of migratory birds. But for the locals, probably best known for mosquitoes and wet socks. It's a vast plain dotted with tamarack, unshakable odor of methane, just everywhere you go. It's like the men's room floor at the Kmart before the Kmart closed forever. But very pretty, especially in the fall. Very pretty, beautiful. And a beautiful place, especially when the swamp is frozen solid and you didn't sink into it. That was very nice. Duluth, though, had a mall, bigger than anything we had ever seen. All the restaurants that we'd seen on TV, these TV stations, they really existed in Duluth. They were real places. You could go to them. Their logos were like beacons across the landscape. There was a Toys R Us at that time. There was a Toys R Us where the list of things my family couldn't afford exploded like a supernova. Just an unbelievably big list of new things that we now also couldn't afford. And it was very exciting. But, of course, they didn't go past Central Entrance at that time. Too much traffic. You can't go past Central Entrance. So a couple times later, we went downtown. Went downtown. We reached Mesabi Avenue, where you first see Lake Superior and the entire panorama of downtown Duluth. Bridges spanned the water. Industrial works reached for the sky. Steam clouds rose from the stacks along the water. Streets and highways wove through the city like wood grain. And of course, as soon as the car began threading its way down the hill, something strange started happening to our ears. Our ears started twisting, and of course people who fly on planes and go up and down mountains know this feeling, but the air pressure causes a buildup inside your ears, the change in air pressure, and if you've never heard of this happening, if you're a small child who doesn't know ear biology, it's a problem. So for children like us, raised on the flat land of Zim, the flat swampy land, the feeling was utterly foreign. The only way to change elevation that quickly on the junkyard was to fall off the trailer house roof. And if you did that, you were much more worried about all the metal stuff on the ground. You weren't really thinking about the altitude difference. Well, so anyway, we loved the view of the lake. We did not like the shrieking pain and confusion that my sisters and I experienced in that moment. And of course, at one point, our ears popped. There they went. And the wonder of downtown Duluth made itself apparent. We watched a ship come under the harbor, into the harbor under the aerial lift bridge, and navigated the streets. They were laid out whimsically, like a Dr. Seuss book that we would read at night. It was kind of a problem. My dad muttered some words that rhyme with muck and spit. And then we went home, our world exponentially bigger than before. Duluth, it might not be on the ocean, but it may as well be. Duluth might not be the biggest metropolis in the world, but it may as well be. For the people of northern Minnesota, Duluth is our shining city on the hill.